USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Like a child picking a fight with a smaller child, China still mad at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to our ally Taiwan, the communists presented a show of force against Taiwan on Thursday, firing missiles into the sea around the island nation. Happy birthday to the U.S. Coast Guard, 232 years old today. After more than a dozen whistleblowers at the FBI presented evidence to Senator Chuck Grassley of political bias at the FBI, FBI Director Christopher Wray is told to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on FBI misconduct and political bias today. Senator Ron Johnson points out one political bias, Democrat Hunter Biden's laptop.
The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. You know, what have they done with it? So, no, you can't trust this Department of Justice, FBI, to get to the bottom of this.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Senate voted to ratify Finland and Sweden's application to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, on Wednesday. The two northern European countries sought to join the Defense Treaty Organization after Russia invaded Ukraine. As Democrats continue to push for more massive spending during a time of recession, pushback is growing stronger.
Democrat Joe Manchin supports the new reconciliation bill being put forth by Democrats, titled the Inflation Reduction Act, despite his initial concerns about climate change spending. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes the bill might not actually reduce inflation.
Cut spending, stop spending so much money, fund the police, start producing American energy instead of going to Saudi Arabia asking OPEC to produce more. All of that, their policies have been wrong.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The long-running NBC soap opera, The Days of Our Lives, is officially moving to NBC Universal-owned streaming platform Peacock starting September 12th. It has aired on NBC since it first launched in 1965. NBC has chosen to air more news on the open NBC time slot. FBI Director Christopher Wray is told to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today on FBI misconduct and political bias. This after whistleblowers at the FBI presented evidence to Senator Chuck Grassley of political bias and sheltering Democrat wrongdoers. Jonathan Fahey on Fox News is a former federal prosecutor.
Well, it certainly looks like, you know, the higher-ups may, in fact, you know, been slow-walking the investigation or doing other things. And what makes me think that is really what the way they treated other issues. They politicized everything. And once you start politicizing issues, you lose trust. And that's why they have, I think there's 12 whistleblowers that have come forward, or I think that's the number. And that shows there's a crisis of confidence within the FBI, because when they believe their leadership is pursuing things for political ends rather than for public safety or the public interest, it corrodes the whole agency. And it really is concerning that, you know, this investigation should be done fairly. Hunter Biden should be treated fairly, no better, no worse than anyone else. But there is great concern that he may, in fact, be treated better because of who he is.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.